Just about everyone admits it's raining in Texas. Falling tax revenues and stagnant home prices could mean up to $30 billion in cuts to the state's two-year budget. But is it a downpour, a hurricane, or just maybe a sprinkle? The state's ever-positive Republican Governor Rick Perry still has his sunglasses on and is pushing for budget cuts instead of opening the piggy bank.
Emptying the savings account to pay for recurring expenses is a bad idea. Whether it happens at home, the workforce, or with our state budget. Therefore, we must protect the rainy day fund.
But just like any debate over the weather, opinions vary.
Well, first of all, I think we ought to spend all of it.
Democratic State Representative Garnett Coleman sees hurricane warnings. He points to proposed public education cuts, which could mean laying off 100,000 teachers. And don't get him started on health care cuts, which could make it much harder for the state's Medicaid recipients to find a doctor. He knows the tax increases being passed in other states to make ends meet aren't going to fly in the Republican red state of Texas.
The reason other people are raising taxes is because they don't have $9 billion sitting in an account that can be used readily.
But this isn't a debate defined by which side of the aisle you frequent. Bill Hammond heads up the Texas Association of Business, considered the most powerful conservative business lobby in the state. The group says tax increases are job killers. But at the same time, massive cuts in K-12 and higher education don't promote the skilled workforce Texas businesses need.
We think if we're going to hold the school districts and the administration accountable for their performance on the new end-of-course exams and on accountability in general, we need to provide them with the materials as well to do their job.
Hammond says lawmakers should spend about $6 billion, leaving some for the next rainy day. So where does all this leave the debate over what to spend? Lawmakers are actually working to plug two budget shortfalls. The current budget, which ends August 31st, is about $4 billion short. The leading budget writer in the Texas House, Republican Jim Pitts, says he has the votes to use the rainy day fund on that current budget hole. But it takes a two-thirds vote of the House and Senate to spend any of the rainy day fund in the next budget. He's not optimistic.
If we try to use it for anything else, I think that the reaction is, then you haven't looked for cuts enough.
On the bright side for Texas, at least the state can have this debate. A recent report by the National Association of State Budget Officers shows 15 states are projected to have empty rainy day funds in 2011. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.